You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Brian Zumhagen.
It's the early 19th century, and we're gonna take this country back. For people like us who don't just think about things, people who make things happen, sometimes with guns.
This is music from a show called Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. It's being presented at the Public Theater later this spring, as part of the Public Lab series at the Public Theater. It's just one of the shows that performance critic Claudia LaRocco has picked out for us, and she's here with me now. Hi, Claudia.
Hey.
This show is the brainchild of Alex Timbers, who's sort of the darling of progressive theater in New York, known for wildly theatrical shows. What's this project about?
I think of the kind of world that Alex moves in as sort of musical theater for people who maybe think they do not like musical theater, and I'm one of those people. It's really smart, often subversive. This is a take on Andrew Jackson, and we can assume it's not going to be a polite historical take. They're going to be taking all kinds of fabulous liberties.
Now, it's part of the Public Lab series at the Public Theater. It gives a platform for works in process. What's the idea behind the series?
Public Lab is an initiative between the Public Theater and the Labyrinth Theater Company. It's designed to give audiences cheap access to both emerging and less established artists. So you have coming up now a rock musical, monologue, a family play with 10 actors. One of the pieces is called Tales of an Urban Indian, and it's just coming off a big success in Canada, and this is its U.S. premiere. Susan Laurie Parks, who is quite an established playwright, obviously, they don't know what her piece is. She is writing it as we talk now. And this isn't a reading series. These are fully designed works. So for less than the price of a movie, often audiences get to come in and see these brand new works or works that have been changed around and see really what is on the minds of these artists. And for the artists, you know, often when I talk to folks who work in performance, they'll say, well, we don't know what the piece is until we get it in front of the audience.
Now, you focus for us on a lot of different opportunities to see such works in progress. Don't you think finished products are going to be better?
That has not been my experience, actually. One of the great things about covering the arts for me is that I get an inside look at artists all the time. And quite often, frankly, the ideas that surround a work of art are the work of art, you know, as much as the final product.
You've also looked at a set of shows put together by Movement Research. What are you looking forward to there?
The great thing about Movement Research's series is that you don't really know what you're looking forward to, which is a big part of the fun. Basically, every Monday at Judson Church, three artists will come out and perform some type of work that is in total flux. And, you know, it might be in really early stages of development. It might really be an idea, them talking about what they want to do. For me, it is really much like we might buy the notebooks of a poet, you know, after she's died. Something like Movement Research is the chance to peer into the notebook of a performance artist. So you're getting to see their ideas as they translate or don't translate when they're sort of stuck in between. This is what I'm thinking of and investigating, and this is what it looks like now. And, you know, you're usually sitting cross-legged on the floor with writers, with artists, with a really rich community, which is what I like about it.
And finally, we have Works and Process at the Guggenheim Museum. This weekend, they have choreographer Christopher Wheeldon with the designers Ruben and Isabel Toledo. You've been crowing about that, and it's sold out. There's also an opera about scent that they'll be discussing later in the spring. So what's interesting for you about what's going on at Works and Process?
Works and Process is a series that really is hit or miss. And when it's great, it's because you have artists who are good at talking about what they do. And just because artists have interesting ideas does not mean that they can talk about it in a lively way. But Wheeldon is really delightful. I've interviewed him many times. And so to be up close with him is terrific. And then a bit further down the line, we've got this thing called scent opera. Basically, the idea is that there's going to be a customized scent organ that allows a fragrance designer and two composers to give us this brand new art form. So I don't know what to expect. It certainly could be a train wreck, but this is the closest we get as arts lovers to being embeds. You're on the front lines.
I've been speaking with WNYC's regular performance critic, Claudia LaRocco. You can find links to these picks and join her online performance club, in which you can see shows and talk about them on our website, wnyc.org. Thanks so much for coming in, Claudia.
Thanks for having me.
Populism, yeah, yeah.